his friends. This year should be a special schus. Arbi Marani Marasi Shiyichyu, schus Simcha ben Nechagitl. In the Gemara in Shavuos, Naflamet Aleph, Amet Aleph, it says, Minayin Latamet Yashif Nerab, Roz Schus Lani. How do you know if a Talmud sitting in front of his rabbi and there's a court case and he sees that there is something, a schus, something in that will benefit in favor of the poor person and will be a disadvantage for the rich person, how do you know that he should remain silent? Talmud Lomar says the pasuk midrash sheker tirchak, stay far away from lies, and therefore by remaining silent, that's dishonesty. You have to speak up. So you have to understand when he's over in Midrash Sheker Tirchak, he's over in Midrash Sheker Tirchak, when they pask in the din against the Ani, or even at the end, the Ani is Zoche, nevertheless, in the Etzem Ashtika, the very fact that he was silent, he's over in Midrash Sheker Tirchak, it's Pashas Divrei Gemara's Mashma, that on the Shtika alone, he's already over. So we're going to analyze the Sugya based on the unbelievable sefer, the Chai HaMelech, of a Gaon Rav Yosef Zalman Bloch Shlita, the very Chashev Tamid Chachamim of our world today, the son of a Gaon Rav Elia Meir Zatzal. He's in Simon Kuf Mem Vav. So he says as follows, that Tosis in Dibor Maschil, Veroz Chus La'ani asks, that in the Gemara of Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Nafgalan, Perkam Sanhedrin Nafgalan, Milo Seguru. So this same din that we learn here from Midrash Sheker Tirchak, not to remain silent, if you see a chov for the Ashir and a schus for the Ani, we learn from Lo Saguru in Masechet Sanhedrin. B'chein derech hashas b'kam educhti. So we find in numerous places that you learn in one place from one pasuk and another place from another pasuk. Also later on, minayin ledayin shleish madirei bal din kodun shiva bal din chabero. Tamid lomar Midrash Sheker Tirchak tosis asks lo yishma v'parakatam shir mapik la mishmo ben achechem. So how do you know that you shouldn't hear the words of the one Baal Din before the Baal Din Chavero comes? So the answer is Midrash Sheker Tirchak. Tosa says that elsewhere we learn it from the pasuk of Yishmoa Ben Achechem. Okay, so again, you see the same inyan that you can learn the same din from two different psukim, so we have to understand how this works. In Shulchan Aruch Hoshmish, but Simetesiv Zayin, he writes, Talmud Yoshef Nei Ravo, V'roz Chus Lani B'chov Lash, V'arav Rotsi L'chaybo. If a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe, and he sees a Schus for the Ani. And the Rebbe wants to be Mechay of him. Chayv lamed alav schus v'im shoshek over mishum midrash sheker tirchak. So the din is that he has to be melamed schus on this ani, and if he's silent, then he's over on midrash sheker tirchak. The Taz writes risi l'maral miprag. So the Maral says the b'zeh odif ani me'ashidim ro schus l'ashi yachol l'shtok. When it comes to an ashir, when he sees a schus for the ashir, he can remain silent. And he learns in the pasuk v'dal lo ter v'dav riba, don't prefer a poor person in a quarrel. Says mashma when he's the dayan. When you're not the dayan and you see the poor person's about to win, even though you see that he shouldn't, you are allowed to remain silent. The pischei tshuva brings the name of the marshal. Notes the bach, Birkei Yosef, that there's no difference between an ani and an ashir. And they all learned. The Bach, the Berkei Yosef, the Marashal, they all learn that the Mechaber and the Gemara just say an Ani is a Chiddush. Even if you see a Schus for an Ani, it's, you know, it's hard to speak up. Because it's much easier, you know, the person with the money is the powerful person. So Kamashlan, even when it's an Ani, you have to speak up. But even if the Ashir is, if the Ani is going to win and you're going to speak up in favor of the Usher, you also have to speak up. Can't remain silent. And it's not like the Taz, the name of the Maral Miprag. Of MS, the Maral doesn't seem to make sense. Because here it's not Midin Vidalo Sever Davarivo. It's Midrash Sheker Tirchak. So you're right, maybe Dalo said the Reba is only talking about a dayan, but here the Yisr is Sheker. So if it's Sheker, it remains silent when you see the Ani is going to win, even though he shouldn't win. When you see the Usher is going to win, even though he shouldn't win. And it's also Sheker the other way. When you see the Ani is going to win and the Ani shouldn't win, it's also Sheker to remain silent. So what's Pshat in the Maral brought by the Taz that you're allowed to remain silent when you see that the Ashir is going to lose, the Ani is going to win, and you see a schus for the Ashir, you're allowed to remain silent? What's Pshat? Maybe our Sheker Tirchuk. The Sefer HaMitzvahs, interestingly enough, the Rambam doesn't bring the lav of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The Chinuch also omits the lav of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The Smak and the Smag, Sefer Mitzvah Gold, Sefer Mitzvah Kotten, they bring this lav. The Parashas Drachim is Tameah. Why is the Rambam mashmit this lav? Also, the Rambam, 22nd paragraph of Sanhedrin Lachabez, writes, V'chein Tamet She'yosh Lefnei Rabo, V'ro Eschus Lani V'chov V'lashi Im Shasek Horeza Over Mishim L'Sigur B'Neish V'azay Ne'amar Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Minayin ledayin shelo yeshe yoshiv talmud bur lefanav talmud lomer midva sheker tirchak. So the Rambam brings this lahalacha, this midva sheker tirchak, by remaining silent. So why does the Rambam paskin it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? Also later on in halacha gimel ayin sham in the 22nd parak, and also look in the 21st parak of Sanhedrin halacha zayin halacha yud. So why doesn't the Rambam bring this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? So we have a whole host of kashis. So Rav Bloch says as follows: the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah Shor Shavi writes, "Shen roi limnos at sivui makol la'matara kula." It's not roi to enumerate those sivuyim that include the whole Torah. Hinei avol b'Torah sivuyim ba'atzaras ena b'davim yuchad al yichlu mitzvos kulam. Some sivuyim include all the mitzvahs. Kvarto b'Shor Shze gam ken. Some people say Kedoshim Tiyu is a mitzvah essay. No. It's a tzivu to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Be holy. Do whatever I tell you to do. Prushim Tiyu. Be separate min hadvarim amagunim. From disgusting things that I warned you about. So general commandments are not brought in the Sefer HaMitzvah. It would appear Pashut that even though the Rambam writes that a mitzvah kolel is Kol HaTorah Kula, is not considered as part of the minyan. It's not dafka if it includes all Taryag mitzvahs, even if it's a mitzvah koleles, chelek mina mitzvahs. And that's also much from the Sifra, that the Rambam brings. Kedoshim Tiyu, stay away from Dvar Magunim, that's not Kol HaTorah Kula. So it must be that even things that are including some mitzvahs, you don't bring. So it would appear that Shitas HaRambam is the mitzvah Midrash Sheker Tirchak. It's a mitzvah kolelas, it's a harachaka. From anything that we already commanded that has sheker. But, b'davar she'ein bo isser acher, there's no other isser involved, then there's no lav or essay from this mitzvah. And that's what the Rambam didn't enumerate in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because midvar sheker tirchak is telling us that anything I already commanded you about that involves sheker, you have to stay away from. And there, since the mitzvah koleles, not kol kol HaTorah Kula, but it's kol numerous mitzvahs, includes numerous mitzvahs, the Rambam didn't enumerate it. In the Mechilta Paras Mishpatim, in the pasuk mitzvah sheker, it says, "Hareitza Azhara, and medaber lashon hara, the barach hareitza Azhara ladayin shelo yishev etzlo dayin bur, the barach shelo yamid etzlo sanegorin, shenem aradol kimi dvar dvar shneim." So here we have various Isurim that are learned by about Midrash Sheker Tirchak, and they all have a different lav. It says here, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. We have L'Oseach Rechel Ba'Mecha. A Dayan is not allowed to have a boor, an ignoramus, sitting with him, because that's going to bring him to Atayas HaDin, which is learned from Losata Mishpat. It says that you shouldn't have a sanegorian, a defense attorney for this person. That's sanegorian. So they already bring a pasuk in the medrash. Ad Elokim yavod dvar shneim. Two of them without the sanegoria. So you see another pasuk, and then the medrash here is also learning out from Midrash Sheker Tirchak. It says you're not allowed to have him be a min. It's also derived from Midrash Sheker Tirchak. For that we have lost surah chorei levavchem achorei neichem. Is that what is zara? Don't go after heresy. So you see that you learn these various isurim from Midrash Sheker Tirchak, but also from other psukim. So based on what we explained, we can understand that we can answer our kashas. Tosfos asks, why in the Sugin Shavuos we learn the Yisur from the Pasuk of Midrash Sheker Tirchak, and in Sanhedrin we learn from the Pasuk of Lasagur B'nei Ish? That's exactly what we're saying. That in Sanhedrin we learn the Ikar Yisur, Lasagur B'nei Ish, and here we have the general Yisur of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. Since there's already an Yisur elsewhere, we learned here. And we have the Asar of Midayin Shleishma Divrei Baldin, called Mishia Baldin Chavero. The Ikar Yisur is Shmoa Ben Achechem. You have to both be there. Can't hear one person, the other guy's not there. Also today, modern psychology, there's a word for it, I forgot what it's called, the term. And once you hear one story, it's hard for you to get out of your head. You believe that's the true one. And you're not allowed to do that. Hear one guy before the other guy comes. And then we also learn from Midrash Sheker Tirchak. And then it's also Meduik from the Rambam. Then a Perichov Bezalach HaGimel. He writes, if Shasak, Yor Mishim Losaguru. And there's also an Achiyuv of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. So you have the Yisod HaYisr, which is from one pasuk, and then you have the general Yisr of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. The Rambam writes in the 21st parak halacha zayin, Asur l'dayin l'shmo divrei achav b'alei nikol d'shev b'chaveru. The Rambam brings this halacha, not to hear one guy before the other guy comes. Shmo ben achechem. And if he does, he's over in losis Hashem Hashav. Baldin Yimusar Shlayash Midvav Ladin Kodan. Baldin is also Musar. So the Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, wonder what's shot here in the Rambam, Ayin Sham. Based on what we said, the Rambam is beautiful. That the Baldin is also over on Losis Hashem Hashav. And then the Rambam is also saying the Dain's over on Losis Hashem Hashav, and the Baal Din's but then the Rambam brings that in addition to him being over on Losis Hashem Hashav, there's also the general Yisr a Midrash Sheker Tirchak. So you have the Yisr Prati, and then you have the general all encompassing more encompassing Yisr, the broader Yisr of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. And also look in the end of Hilchas Torah and Benitan, Perek Tezayin, Lachas Tes and Yud, Smuch Der Nami, like we said, that the Ikar Yisur is Ivus Hadin. And then there's a general Yisur, Midrash Sheker Tirchak, look there, but you see the same Yisur. That you have this specific Yisur, learned from a Pasuk, and then Midrash Sheker Tirchak encompasses whatever in the Torah tells you to stay away from Sheker, and that's included under the rubric of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. And now, for Enfert the Kasha, we had on the Maharal, brought by the Taz, who says that it doesn't apply when you have a schus for the usher. The usher is about to go down and you have a schus for him. You're allowed to remain silent. Dafka, when you see a schus for the ani and a chol for the usher, musra shelo yishtok. Because the isser is lo sagur b'nei ish. What's lo sagur b'nei ish? Don't be afraid of anybody. Who are you afraid of? The usher. And so writes the Meiri. But if stam your shosek, or you see an ani, who has a cho, you see a cho for the ani. The ani's going to win. And you see that he should really lose, and you remain silent. You're not over. Why? Because you're not afraid of the ani. You're only afraid of the usher. If you're not over in Lo Segur, if you're not over in Lo Segur, you're also not over in Lo Midrash Sheker Tirchak. If this was Midrash Sheker Tirchak, then it wouldn't matter whether it was the ani who was going to win or the usher was going to win. But now that we see Midrash Sheker Tirchak is a more general Isser, that just is an add-on to whatever specific Isser is involved. So the Isser is Lo Sagur B'Neish. So that only means don't be afraid of an Usher. If you see something against the Usher, speak up. Not if you see something against the Ani. And that's why it's B'Diktuk, that the Gemara and the Rambam and the Rambam say it's only talking about an Ani. And that if you see a chov for the you see a schus for the ani and a chov for the yashir, only then you know how to remain silent, because that would mean you're afraid of the yashir. But if it's not, but there's no problem with being afraid of the ani, so mele is no isur midrash shekar tirchak, because no isur blosser group neish for an ani. So if you see an ani's about to win, you're allowed to remain silent. Is it falsehood? No, it's only falsehood if it's under, if it's included in the Isser of Lo Sagur B'Neish. Lo Sagur B'Neish is only if you're afraid of the Ashir. You're afraid of making the Ashir lose. But if you don't want to make the Ani lose, you're cool. So it turns out that the Midrash Sheker Tirchak is not the Psak that's twisted. It's the Shtika. Lo Sagur, don't be afraid, speak up. And that's the Pasha Mashmos of the Gemara. That's your over, just on your silence. And there's a big raya for this Yisod, that Midrash Sheker Tirchak is a general Isser from the Rabbeinu Yonah. There in Shari Tshuva, Shari Shlishi, he discusses the Kana Shkarim. He splits them up into 9 categories. And he brings from the Psukim, Kemat, from all 24 Sifrei Tanakh. And in the Kasa Shkarm, he doesn't include Midrash Sheker Tirchak. So weird. Very weird. So the explanation is Midrash Sheker Tirchak is a general Isser. There he's going into the deal. What's the specific Isser? And Midrash Sheker Tirchak is the all-encompassing. He doesn't bring that down. There he goes into the details of which different types of Shkarim are Asser. And Midrash Sheker Tirchak is only Asser, whatever the Torah already Assered, because it's false. Midrash Sheker Tirchak Assers, because the Torah tells you what's truth and what's falsehood. And only that's going to be under the rubric of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. The Torah didn't tell you it's falsehood. It's not falsehood. Sometimes what we think might be falsehood isn't falsehood. Sometimes what might be truth isn't truth. The Torah defines it for us. And therefore Midrash Sheker Tirchak is only coming to define, to expand all the other Isurim. Whatever the Torah already tells us is Sheker, Midrash Sheker Tirchak gives us another Isur and says stay far away from that. So, Yesh Laharich B'Zemeod, but we presented the Yisod, and I hope that in future Shi'urim we will be able to get more into this very, very interesting topic. Shbizoch Elil Maldu Lamed Lishma V'Las L'Kaim Eskod V'Rei Samot 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 V'Rei